In 3 hours, the Senate will be the jury. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, sworn in the day after House Republicans delivered impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, blaming him for record illegal immigration.
House impeachment managers like Florida Congresswoman Laurel Lee and some GOP senators are calling on Leader Schumer to hold a full trial.
The American people deserve to hear the same stories that we heard in the House of Representatives. The facts and the evidence that lead us to the conclusion that this was a necessary decision.
Some Democrats are calling on Leader Schumer to either table the articles or dismiss them, arguing the impeachment is political. Mayorkas is accused of not following the law and misleading the public about the border being secure.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz, the first of two hearings into Boeing's safety is about to start in the Senate, related to concerns about recent incidents on Boeing jets and concerns about manufacturing. In the House, another hearing into anti-Semitism on college campuses is about to start, months after the contentious one that led to the presidents of Harvard and UPenn resigning. This morning, Columbia's president will testify. Moments ago at the Capitol before the hearing, a Jewish student at a Columbia-affiliated school, Yola Ashkenazi, says the university
has recognized clubs that say things like, quote, Zionists not invited, and the Holocaust wasn't that special.
As Israel keeps readying the response it vows to Iran's weekend attack, Fox's Trey Yingst reports from Tel Aviv.
Developing news out of northern Israel, where there was a Hezbollah attack drone that targeted a community center in a Bedouin village, injuring at least 13 people. This just gives you a sense of how active that northern front remains. And remember, Hezbollah is Iran's largest proxy in the region.
It's an off day at former President Trump's criminal trial in New York. They'll resume jury selection tomorrow. So far, seven jurors have been chosen, while President Biden gets ready to go to Pittsburgh for day two of a three-day trip to Pennsylvania, a key state in the Trump-Biden rematch. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Stocks are rising on Wall Street. The Dow is up 141 points. The Nasdaq gaining 17. It's a 13-point increase for the S&P 500. The market shrugging off Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell saying they'll be waiting longer for interest rate cuts this year.
We'll need greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably toward 2% before it would be appropriate to ease policy.
The annual inflation rate has been inching back up in recent months to well over 3%. The price of oil is deflating down almost a dollar, back around $84 a barrel. Gas is up 2 pennies. AAA's national average for regular $3.66 per gallon. That's a nickel more than a week ago. As President Biden goes to Pennsylvania today, he is considering Chinese tariffs, something President Trump also did several years ago.
The president is asking the U.S. Trade Representative to consider tripling the existing tariff rate on Chinese steel and aluminum, arguing Chinese policies and subsidies for their domestic industries is undercutting U.S. products. Chinese steel and aluminum are also produced with higher emissions, the Biden administration says. The USTR is investigating Chinese shipbuilding after a claim by the United Steelworkers and other unions of aggressive policies from Beijing. The announcement comes as President Biden meets today with U.S. steelworkers in Pittsburgh on his second of a three-day swing through Pennsylvania. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The NBA playoffs resume tonight with two Eastern Conference play-in games. Last night in the West,
Reeves drives and feeds, corner three, Russell, bullseye! What a shot!
D'Angelo Russell and LeBron James led the Lakers past the Pelicans 110-106 on TNT, giving Los Angeles the 7th seed in the Western Conference. New Orleans will next play Sacramento. The Kings won the other play-in game, routing Golden State. The winner tomorrow gets the 8th seed. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.